I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live coast to coast, thanks to a lot of affiliates across the country, hundreds of them, as a matter of fact. Thank the Gab Network, Westwood One, for getting us out lit on the satellite. Also, TalkStreamLive.com, where you can listen to the program as well. TalkStreamLive.com, getting its feed in stereo from Aftermath.fm. That's Aftermath.fm. If you want to listen to full stereo, just go to Aftermath.fm. If you want to listen to past shows, you can go to Aftermath.media. That's Aftermath.media. It's $4.99 for the shows and $9.99 for our library, which includes a lot of documents, movies, documentaries, all kinds of other great stuff that you can watch. And a whole lot of people signing up for it. We'd like you to sign up for it, too. It supports the program. It keeps us on the air. So we're grateful to all the supporters of Ground Zero who have signed up, and we want you to sign, too. There's also a yearly as well. If you want to sign up for a full year, you can do so by going to aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. The other day, I received an email, and the subject line read, "Did you get the phone call?" And it was weird because I saw it. Did you get the phone call? Did you get the phone call? It said, and it, you know, piqued my interest, of course. I mean, I had no clue what it meant. And so, like I said, my curiosity was piqued. And so I clicked on the email, and it was a somewhat concerned listener writing me about how she felt she was being targeted with a phone call. And we were talking about targeted individuals last night, but she said, "I'm being targeted with a phone call." She told me that she was receiving phone calls, and this robotic voice was telling her that she should stay in her home and not to leave because it wasn't safe. And I thought, wow. I mean, she said that the robotic voice said that this was a system test. And it scared her because she had no idea what that test was, or if she was doing the test, or whether or not she was being targeted, or she didn't know what to think. Just, this is a test. Stay in your home. Stay in your home. It's not safe. Stay in your home, she said. So I had never heard of anything like this before. So I was, you know, we work in a newsroom here. So I asked around, poked around the newsroom, asking if anybody knew about these strange phone calls that people have been getting, if anybody's been getting them. And somebody brought up, they got a phone call from the Chinese consulate. I've gotten one of those calls. Chinese consulate calls, and it's in Chinese, or someone's got a call. It's, you know, those calls that sound like demons are on the other end. People talk about that. And we've done shows about that before. But nothing about a system test call. And I've talked to a lot of targeted individuals, of course, those who claim to be targeted individuals, and they've made claims that they get harassing phone calls at 3 a.m. or massive texts being sent that included threats for one's own safety. But, you know, this is a matter of fact, Tracy Twyman, before she died, before she unexpectedly passed away, because of whether it's murder or suicide, we don't know yet because they haven't released any information. It was basically kept quiet by the FBI. But she was getting phone calls, harassing phone calls at night. She was getting texts and messages from unknown people. She didn't know who they were. And I was thinking, oh, my God, this is something similar to what Tracy was going through. So I decided I would do some research into the situation. And after a bit of asking around and searching online, I found a trending topic. It was exactly what was being described. A scary robotic voice is calling people at night, telling them to stay in their homes and not to leave because it's not safe. And apparently many people are getting these phone calls. In fact, I got a copy of the phone call. This was on someone's answering machine, and I dug and found it on Twitter. Listen to this.
"This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home."
Now imagine getting that in the middle of the night. You're laying in bed, maybe 2, 3 in the morning, and all of a sudden the phone rings. You pick it up and you hear,
"This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home."
These calls are creepy. I mean, let's just face it, they're creepy. They're mysterious robotic calls. So I did some checking, and apparently this is a very real thing. According to the FBI, 3 million calls have been made, and this was as of, I think, 2 weeks ago I was reading this. 3 million calls have been made so far, and they believe that they were made to urge voters to stay home, because most of them went out on the 3rd of November. But the FBI claims that these calls were made to more than 800,000 people, and the majority of them were tied to the six president swing states, and that most of the calls were made, like I said, on or before November 3rd. But I received my email last week, okay? This was after the election, which raged by, this is where you go, wait a minute, this came a week after. Didn't say it happened on November 3rd or anything like that. The FBI says that this may be some sort of voter suppression or coercion or something. But, of course, my suspicions are raised because I wanted to dig deeper, and I wanted to see if this was some massive attempt at electronic harassment, whether it was to suppress the voter or scare people into compliance with COVID-19 lockdowns. I mean, these tactics are something that can only be described as organized coercion. Well, I did some searching. Apparently, some people are saying that these calls are tied to a company called Teltec, which owns the RoboKiller smartphone app, the same people who try to kill your robocalls. That's why it's a test call, because they want to see if it'll get through. And, of course, if a message gets through, it's a monotone voice. So it's a test call, I guess. It was a test call to see. Now, that's one version of the story. That it was a test call to try to get through the RoboKiller smartphone app. But then officials in government and voters all are saying that, they're saying, well, of course, this is voter suppression. However, here's the thing that's weird. These phone calls actually started last December, okay? They started last December, and they were made prior to the original lockdowns and the COVID-19 fears. So the only other conclusion is that this was meant to be a psyop of some kind. So you have three different versions of the story. One, it's to suppress voters. Two, it was a test for Teltec. It was a test call to go through your smartphone app to see if your robo-killer would kill it. And then, of course, there's the voter suppression. And then there's the idea that there were people getting these phone calls long before COVID-19. We were scared of COVID-19 before the lockdowns. And so what else can you think? It's a psychological operation. I mean, it most certainly is a psychological operation that sounds like a threat to stay home or shelter in place this holiday season. Seriously. I mean, come on. Think about it. I mean, all these stories could be the story. And that's the thing that's most weird about it, is because this call has gotten so many people just kind of talking, and they find it mysterious that they get it and they don't know what to do with it.
This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home. This is just a test call. Time to stay home. Stay safe and stay home.
See, and this is what's interesting, is that there are some people I was reading about, for example, that people are getting the call, this is a system test, do not leave your home, stay safe, stay in your home. Another guy on Twitter I was reading said that he got a similar call, but the robotic call says to him that it's been determined that he has not been wearing a mask or observing social distancing, and then he's reminded that he needs to do so in order to prevent the spread. And then he felt, of course, this is psychological harassment, he thought. He didn't know where the call was coming from. There was another person that said that she received a call saying that compliance officers will be combing neighborhoods for unauthorized gatherings during the holidays, and then it reminded her how important it is to stay safe and stay home this holiday season. So I guess you get to decide what this call is and what it is. You know, I say, regardless of the story, whether it's voter suppression or if Teltec is testing their phone lines or their robo-killer or whatever, it's odd, though, that people claim that they're getting these phone calls telling them to wear a mask, observe social distancing, you need to stay home. But the guy was saying, I was reading, he says, I was almost like I was targeted. He said, we have seen that you do not wear a mask, that you do not social distance, and you need to do this. And then they talked about what are called not compliance officers, but they used another phrase, and I think it's the same phrase they're using in Las Vegas. They're called compliance ambassadors. Okay. So they're not compliance officers, they're compliance ambassadors, which in my opinion is just another word for Stasi. You know, the police in the Eastern Blocs in East Germany during the Cold War. I just think that, you know, whether you're a compliance officer or a compliance ambassador or whatever, just the idea of combing neighborhoods for unauthorized gatherings during the holiday. I mean, how important, we know, right? We should, you know, social distance. We know that we should stay home. We know, I mean, just basically to take care of our families and take care of ourselves. But to have a phone call telling you to do it, a robot phone call telling you to do it, stay home, be safe, stay home, is like you're afraid that something's going on outside your home that you need to be afraid of or you need to stay away from other than COVID-19. It's just a very, I think, chilling thing, this phone call. That's just one part of what I'm talking about tonight. I mean, look, if you got the call, I'd like to know what your experience is. If you got one of these phone calls, let me know what you got. Let me know what was said. So I want to make sure that we can figure out or try to determine together what the story is behind this call. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.